Hey everybody, have you ever thought about going somewhere or had to argue where to go on vacation? Well, here are some nice places you should consider going to.
So our first destination is Hawaii, which is a popular place to visit, especially if you like a warm place with beaches and tropical landscape. Hawaii is the place to go. It is similar to Florida. However, unlike Florida, there is much more to do in Hawaii. Are there volcanoes in Florida? I think not. Some activities you can do in Hawaii include scuba diving, flying over an active volcano, going to a luau, or just sitting on the beach. Lame. The next place on our list is good old New York, at the top of the U.S. Some things you can do in New York is visit the Statue of Liberty and climb all the way up to the Big Blue Lady. Don't like climbing up the stairs? Then go to the Empire State Building and use an elevator. Have a dog that you brought with on vacation? Then you can go to Central Park and walk your dog or play frisbee with friends or whatever you do at a park, since I have no friends.
You see, I'm a very French man, and I must say that France is a beautiful place to visit. Everybody knows the Eiffel Tower is the greatest landmark ever, and you can't forget about the Louvre Museum, which is the biggest museum in France. Oh, yes. Our baguettes are so wonderful and freshly baked daily. In fact, all of our wonderful baked goods, like macaroons and croissants. Ah. Oi, who let this French man in the studio, eh?
What?
Excuse that pathetic French. Why not go to Italy? Rome, Venice, the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Not a fan of sightseeing? Well, there is food, pizza, calzones, bread, pasta. So good and tasty. Also, you can head down to the nearest Italian restaurant, preferably. Hey, what are you doing in here, bro? You can't just walk in and stay at your studio. This is Los Angeles, dog. We got Disneyland. We got Universal. I don't know. Go on some rides. You know, get your kids going. We got these little concrete stars on the pavement with people's names on them. Because they're like, you know, movie stars. I don't know. And we also watch a movie. I don't care. This is what we do here. We film, you know. Also, if you're not an actor, get at. This is actually all you can really do here. Next. Hi. Fancy a spot of tea? Come to Grayolingo and we have a good time. Hey, look, there's Big Ben, there's Parliament, and more gray skies. Oh, look, there's the Queen. How old is she again? I don't remember. Anyway, Tower of London, old buildings and stuff. And there's also Sweden. Oh, wait, that's a different country. Never mind. Say, why don't you take a trip down the Star Code and see an old medieval village and go up north and see the Northern Lights or Borealis, I don't remember how you say it, something like that. Anyway, we're on a budget and time, so Tokyo! Yeah, Tokyo! Anime, manga, I hate that song, woo. Let's go to the Sky Tree and the Sensoji, which is some temple thing. Okay, all jokes aside, out of full honesty, if I offend the Japanese culture, I am very deeply sorry. And I do not mean it, and I am also just doing this for school. Have fun! Time to take a trip to the island and see some things. There are the Cliffs of Moher, which is a very beautiful view. I've been to there myself. But don't fall off. It is not worth the Instagram likes, I swear. Next, we can go to Dublin and see the Guinness Brewery for a drink and a tour. However, you must be 18 to drink, though, because they lowered the drinking age, you know? Wink, wink. You can also go to Blarney Castle if you like kissing stones for some reason. Supposedly gives you the gift of gab. I mean, you can, like, talk fluently and stuff, but sounds like a dumb folk tale, am I right? But you seem to talk a bit better now, don't you agree? Oh, never mind. Back to the USA! Woo! People were going to meet the president now. You know, the White House is so cool, but you need to reserve a tour, like, 3 months early, so like, plan, I guess, you know? But you can also go see other stuff, like the Washington Monument, you know, our first president. It's also, you know, cool. Might see his wooden teeth there as well. You got the Lincoln Monument, you know, the $5 dude, you know, Subway. I'm talking to you, $5 foot long, you know. I think they have a Subway inside of the Lincoln Monument. There's also a cool lake in between those two. Look at the duckies. But don't feed the ducks. I'm warning you, don't feed the ducks. Or don't go in it. Be respectful. Also, there's the Capitol building, where they make our awful laws. Just kidding, don't arrest me, please. I swear. That was a joke. For legal reasons, that's a joke. Okay,
There's the Smithsonian, which also has a lot of cool things. There's the Museum of Aerospace, which is planes and aircraft and more planes and cool stuff, you know. And then there's the Natural History, which is really fun. It's got animals and the rocks and other stuff, like animals and rocks.
What else is there?
Animals. What? Oh, yeah, Batman car. I don't know if that's in there or not. Anyway. Okay, well, we're on a budget here, and we're going to have to wrap this up soon. Anyway, please consider going there if you have the money. Bye-bye! Just kidding. I'm back because I need to make this more lengthy, and we got some more information from the producers. I mean, it's like a 12-year-old person, but whatever. Anyway, we have to make this more lengthy, so we're adding some more things. The Smithsonian has the first American flag. That's cool. And that's all I had to say. Now goodbye, for real. Or am I gone forever? Or am I?
We shall make this. We shall make it right.
And this podcast needs to be perfectly balanced, as all things should be. For example, Thanos.